This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. I want to talk to you for a little while today about our nation. Now, I am deeply thankful for having been born in America and for having had the privilege of living in America. There is no doubt in my mind at all that it is the greatest nation in the world. But at the same time, I am convinced that America has degenerated within the past few years. Modern society, like the people that we read about in Ezekiel chapter 8, verses 7 to 18, and in Romans chapter 1, have degenerated. You know, back several decades ago, the Victorians actually pretended there was no sex at all, no such thing, no one ever discussed it. And today, people pretend there's almost nothing else. They talk about it all the time and use it to advertise everything from tractors to airplanes. Why is this the case? Because the climate, the philosophical climate, the cultural climate has become more favorable to such. There had to be a materialistic, a philosophic materialistic preparation for it. Now, what is the principal reason or principal reasons for all of this? First of all, I suggest a principal reason why our nation has degenerated morally is because of a loss of faith in God. If a person comes to the place that he does not believe in God, then there can be no purpose to his life. It means he has to believe that he's the result of the blind forces of nature, that he has actually evolved from rocks and dirt, non-living rocks and dirt. So that he himself is actually nothing more than molecules in motion, and that every action is nothing more than a physical reaction to some physical stimuli. He has to believe that there is no purpose to life, no purpose to the universe, that all of it is meaningless, all of it is darkness. He has to believe the universe is meaningless, that the moment is all that's important, if indeed you could say in any sense at all it's important. He comes to make someone else's flesh a god. A man looks at a woman, he's filled with lust. He makes her flesh his god. He worships it. He worships then the creature rather than the creator. He worships what God has made rather than God himself. But the material cannot satisfy the human mind, and so we find people running from one carnal connection to another. There is the desire to escape. In the second place, from responsibility of living and from uneasy conscience. Not only do we find in our nation a loss of faith in God, but we find a desire to escape, a desire to escape from the responsibility of living the human life and from the uneasy conscience that so many have. To deny God, then everything is permitted. As soon as one says there is no God, he has said that everything is permitted. He substitutes license for liberty. The age of carnal license is the age of political anarchy. The foundations of the family are shaken, then the foundations of society are shaken. My friends, as you look at how many juvenile delinquents there are in this nation, you know the family is being torn apart. Not long ago, a special committee in the United States Senate of this country made a sincere and careful investigation. And they said that what's happening in many of our public schools today is mere survival, both upon the part of teachers and students. Now, I know that isn't the whole picture. It isn't the picture of every school. But it's a picture in many of them. And this Senate committee has made it clear. But they pointed out that while there is all of this violence in the school, there is even more violence in the home. The relationship between husband and wife is broken down, and because the relationship between husband and wife is broken down, the relationship between parent and child is broken down. And so we find our society running hither and yon, looking for something that they cannot find because they do not know for what they are looking. Please do be with us next time as we continue this very vital study of the degeneration of our nation and what we can do about it.